Parry received a heavy blow on the back of the legs. Another wizard had just flown out of the fireplace behind him.
Out of the way, cat! Oh, sorry, Runcorn.
Clearly frightened, the balding wizard hurried away. Apparently the man whom Harry was impersonating, Runcorn, was intimidating.
Psst,
said a voice, and he looked around to see a wispy little witch and the ferrety wizard from magical maintenance gesturing to him from over beside the statue. Harry hastened to join them.
You got in all right then?
Hermione whispered to Harry.
No, he's still stuck in the bog, said Ron. Oh, very funny. It's horrible, isn't it?
She said to Harry, who was staring up at the statue.
Have you seen what they're sitting on?
Harry looked more closely and realized that what he had thought were decoratively carved thrones were actually mounds of carved humans. Hundreds and hundreds of naked bodies, men, women and children, all with rather stupid, ugly faces, twisted and pressed together to support the weight of the handsomely robed wizards.
Muggles,
whispered Hermione,
in their rightful place. Come on, let's get going.
They joined the stream of witches and wizards moving toward the golden gates at the end of the hall, looking around as surreptitiously as possible. But there was no sign of the distinctive figure of Dolores Umbridge. They passed through the gates and into a smaller hall, where queues were forming in front of 20 golden grills housing as many lifts. They had barely joined the nearest one when a voice said,
Cattermole!
They looked around. Harry's stomach turned over. One of the Death Eaters who had witnessed Dumbledore's death was striding toward them. The ministry workers beside them fell silent, their eyes downcast. Harry could feel fear rippling through them. The man's scowling, slightly brutish face was somehow at odds with his magnificent sweeping robes, which were embroidered with much gold thread. Someone in the crowd around the lifts called sycophantically,
Morning, Yaxley!
Yaxley ignored them.
I requested somebody from magical maintenance to sort out my office, Cattermole. It's still raining in there.
Ron looked around as though hoping somebody else would intervene, but nobody spoke.
Raining? In your office? That's not good, is it?
Ron gave a nervous laugh. Yaxley's eyes widened.
You think it's funny, Cattermole, do you?
A pair of witches broke away from the queue for the lift and bustled off.
No, said Ron. No, of course.
You realise that I am on my way downstairs to interrogate your wife, Cattermole. In fact, I'm quite surprised you're not down there holding her hand while she waits. Already given her up as a bad job, have you? Probably wise. Be sure and marry a pure blood next time.
Hermione had let out a little squeak of horror. Yaxley looked at her. She coughed feebly and turned away.
I
stammered Ron.
But if my wife were accused of being a mudblood, said Yaxley, not that any woman I married would ever be mistaken for such filth, and the head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement needed a job doing, I would make it my priority to do that job, Cattermole. Do you understand me?